Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, you know, I've got a reputation as quite the biggest tight ass on the South Coast, you'd probably say, you know, with an asterisk.
Yep.
Some say tighter, some say I'd like to just find the cheaper alternative. That's sort of how I operate.
It's not Trump hyperbole there either, where he's like, I am the biggest. Hutsy is. He is, without a doubt, the most frugal person I have ever met.
So how do you think I'd go when it comes to paying for parking?
You'll try to avoid it at all costs. I don't think you would go to the extent of like Homer parking in a disabled spot and then walking away from the car with a limp, like pulling any of that sort of stuff. But I think you would park maximum of 10 blocks away just to save yourself parking parking expenses.
If they had the level, I'd be more like a George from Seinfeld sort of a level. Like it wouldn't be too much bending the law. It'd be a little bit. But I'll tell you what, trying to find a park during the festive season can be the most frustrating thing you've ever done in your
life.
That's so bad. That breaks me. I will literally pay the $2 for VIP parking in some places I've been. I'm like, just to get rid of the stress.
Yeah.
And it looks like the stress has been too much for one particular family in Mooloolaba in Queensland, trying to find a parking spot recently over this whole festive period.
And Mooloolaba is right on the beach on the Sunshine Coast. So every man, woman and their dog wants to go to Mooloolaba and hang out and play in the surf and that.
Yeah, I like the last part you said, every woman and her dog. That's exactly what's happened. There was this a pair of sisters which were looking for a car park, obviously, in this highly sought-after area. And there was a woman with a dog just standing in a car space.
Okay.
What was she doing? Well, she was trying to bag the car spot.
Oh, right. I thought she was trying to bag up something that the dog had done for a second. I thought that's why she was standing there. Oh, so she's one of these people where she will, you know, dibs?
I got dibs.
I got dibs on this car space. And you're like, you don't have a car. You need a car to use a car space.
Exactly right. So obviously she hadn't got that memo. She must have been away that day, didn't get that email. So it led in a bit of an awkward exchange, mostly one side for the people that were trying to get in the spot, but it went a little bit like this.
Can't do that. I'm sorry, you can't do that. I'm not moving. You can't do that. Can you please move? You can't save a park.
Yeah, video on TikTok. The woman's called. I'm just like, what? Who, me? It's like, you standing in the middle of a car spot. And it's not like you're just waiting for something else. You're just like, obviously, there's something going on here. You're trying to save it for someone else who's coming around the block.
Yeah, what are you doing? Walking the dog or, like, waiting for someone to come with the car? There's always a question mark over this, though, because, okay, it's a space. Hmm. You can park a car there.
Exactly.
You can also put a motorcycle there.
Yep.
But you can't put a bicycle there. So anything with a motor, I guess, is allowed. It should be called a motor space. Anything with a motor can go in the space.
If you pay some sort of registration, maybe, that could be the sort of the thing we're looking for here. But a lot of people online have been in the thing of just saying, oh, no, she's in the wrong. Other people are defending her, saying, you know.
Really?
Yeah, there's actually two sides to this story. Some people are saying, you know, she's entitled to do that. It's like, no, why can't you just be like every other person who has to drive around the block four or five times, you know, when you see a spot and you just miss it and go back around and hope it's there again?
Yeah. I'm on the side of the driver in this one. Like, she's there. She has her car.
Yep.
The space should be hers.
Exactly right. It's like you said.
I don't know what the law is, though, around this, if there is one.
I really don't know. But obviously, because of the way Karen's been performing last year, they're calling it the Queensland Karen. So we do apologise to all the great Karens out there. There's just the small few that are ruining it for the rest. But they're almost going to call the police on this whole situation. It's like, it's a car space. Really going to waste
I've seen the video at the end of it. The lady does say that. She goes, I'm calling the police, and she gets her mobile out.
Yeah.
This is the lady with the dog. And you're like, what?
Luckily, it didn't come to that stage because this woman's husband actually found a car space somewhere else. So then she just, you know, vacated that spot, and eventually they were allowed to park there. So it was almost like a big Barney Rubble calling the police over nothing.
So she basically inconvenienced this girl who was trying to find a car spot because her husband found a park somewhere else
right. So, but just imagine if the police did turn up. I'm sure it would have been a nice riveting conversation, probably more along the lines of this one.
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Yeah, sure you are.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Now, I'm married, you're engaged, Hutsy. We've talked about proposals on the show before. These days, they seem to get more and more elaborate.
I feel like the more you plan, the more steps. It's like a five-leg multi. The more chances of you have the second last leg and the last leg failing.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's a lot of preparations some people go into, and it's bound for disaster most times.
But hats off to this guy, Jesse, up on the Sunshine Coast. He has pulled off not only an elaborate proposal, but it almost brings a tear to your eye when you see this one. He took his girlfriend, Erin, to the Crocoseum at Australia Zoo. That's right. Australia Zoo They weren't there to see the Irwins in their natural habitat. No, no. Jesse wanted to propose to Erin. So he sets something up with the staff at Australia Zoo beforehand. Now, Erin loves her animals, okay? So she was just happy to be at Australia Zoo and to see everyone there in their khaki uniforms and whatnot. So they took a seat up in the Crocoseum and the bird show was about to get underway. And one of the animal handlers comes out and she's got a black cockatoo with her and she says hello to the crowd.
G'day everyone. This is my mate Yulai and he is one of our beautiful red-tailed black cockatoos. So who out here would love to meet Yulai face to face?
So she's like, who wants to meet Yulai the black cockatoo up close and personal? And kids in the audience are jumping up and down, waving their arms about, going crazy.
You'd have to be like a high-five performer or something to have that much enthusiasm, like three or four times every day for a new audience that expect you to just bring it on. So well done to her, first
and even
of
then,
all.
It's only one-tenth of the enthusiasm that the Irwins naturally
exactly
have.
Exactly right.
But yeah, she goes, who wants to meet Yulai? And all the kids are like jumping up, yeah. Yay. And Erin, she's jumping up.
Like a kid?
She's doing the double-handed wave. Now, Jesse has set this up that the bird is going to fly to Erin. Okay, so he's turning around and he's doing the, like, the no kids, put your hands down. He's handing out $5 notes to the kids. Shut up, shut up. No, you don't want to meet Yulai. And so they get Yulai to fly up to Erin and they take a $5, Yulai takes the $5 note from her hand, flies it back down to the keeper. And then the keeper says, all right, Yulai is going to fly the receipt up to you right now.
Yeah, because it's a smooth transaction.
Now, what he's flying up isn't actually the receipt. It's actually a note that Jesse has written that says, Erin, will you marry me? And this is what happens next.
Yulai is going to deliver your receipt via email. Now, once he does place that in the palm of your hand, just hold a few fingers over it for me. And while it's up there, would you mind opening it up and checking that it's got all the correct details in there?
And that's the moment she sees the question. She turns around. Jesse's on his knee with the ring. And the whole crowd's like, oh, there's tears, there's applause, and Jesse's like, thank God.
After all that.
So many moving parts. Like, firstly, just the choice of the animal you're going to use for the proposal. The cockatoo's a safe bet. If you went with the tortoise, you'd both have grey hairs by the time it arrived with the ring. If you chose a kangaroo, when she pulls the ring out of the pouch, it's going to be covered in kangaroo mucus.
Yeah.
If you choose a crocodile, you know, you have to make sure you put the ring on the hand that doesn't get torn off by the croc during the wedding proposal.
Little do people know, he'd been studying the art of Mousetrap, the board game, for about 2 weeks in the lead up to that to get everything working perfectly.
Oh, man, like perfect dismount. She turned around. First thing she did was like, you know, go, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
As you
and,
would.
You know, he gave her the ring and everything. And, yeah, the video, they put it up on the Australia Zoo Facebook page and there's photos of Erin holding a koala later on. So they still got to explore the zoo, which is great. And she did say yes.
Oh, that's the most important thing.
Which is good, because otherwise poor Jesse would have been left holding the snake sort of thing.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You may notice here in the studio today I'm glowing a little bit because I went outside yesterday.
Oh, got that vitamin D.
Yeah, I don't get much sun these days. And when I do, it's only on the cricket field. I really regret every time I play a game of cricket thinking, you know, looking around. Most times we play in Tarth, our home ground, I'm like, I bet you the beach is probably a good idea today. And I'm like, here I am stuck on a field chasing a ball around.
But you're still outside, soaking up the sun again, getting that vitamin D. I just wish when you came back in, you wouldn't say, hey, check me out, I got that big D energy. And I'm like, don't say it like that.
That sounds like something I would do. But yeah. People like yourself and I, we often spend most of our day indoors. You go out for walks during lunch. I kind of stay inside. So I've definitely developed, since I've been in radio, more so of a moon tan.
Well, I opened the blinds in our little corner office yesterday to turn off the fluoros and let some natural light in. And you came
started
into
hissing.
It and you were like a vampire recoiling. Like,
that's right. But I tell you what, we've had some pretty good weather the last couple of days. Like, obviously today it's not looking too good this afternoon with the possible storms and stuff. But I'm like, every summer I find myself in the same position. I'm living somewhere where there's fantastic beaches nearby. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try and go to the beach heaps this summer. And usually the summer finishes and I'm like, I didn't go to the beach once. Well,
you do take it for granted.
I do.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was like, nah, bugger it. Got some friends that have come down to visit. They were like, oh, you want to hang out tomorrow after yesterday afternoon? I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Went to the beach. And then typical in the fashion of this particular friend, he's always like, get that last minute message saying, oh, times, you know, can we change it to this now, that sort of thing. 1 o'clock was locked in. I get to the beach at exactly 1 o'clock.
That's a dangerous time of day, though, to be out in the sun.
Oh,
it can get really hot.
It can.
But given the way it is now with daylight savings, it's like, what's a safe time to go to the beach? 9 p.m.? Can I reach you down?
I go to bed, the sun's still up. Got there at 1 o'clock, pull out my phone. I'm like, I got a message like 3 minutes after I left to come to Tathra Beach saying, right. Can we make it 2 o'clock? So I was like, okay.
That's all right. Go down to the Tathra Hotel.
Yeah.
Have a beer while you wait.
Didn't stay at the beach for a bit, sort of laying there. I'm like, wow, I really do miss the beach. Everyone else has come so much more prepared than me. I'm looking at, you know, around, everyone's looking pretty fit and running to the water, having fun. I'm looking at myself thinking, if this was a book, it'd be like Grug Goes to the Beach, because I just look at myself and I'm just that hairy. I'm like, I look a bit out of place here. But eventually,
the lifesavers calling animal control, saying we got like a marsupial loose on the beach.
Yeah. And it's that thick hair that's usually saved me from getting sunburned on certain occasions in certain spots. But I did put the sunscreen on. I was like, all right, yeah.
I was going to say, so what, you don't rely on SPF 30 or anything like that or 50. You just go, I just comb my hair a particular way.
That's it, gently
comb
it out of the way.
And it's UV protection. It's nature's UV protection.
But then I made the mistake of when we went to the water going, nah, I've got pretty hairy legs. I won't need, you know, no one's legs ever gets burnt.
Mm-mm.
Come out of the water, still feeling okay. All of a sudden, I'm in the shower at home later. I'm looking at you know, it was bad when you touch your skin and then you can see, like, it looks all pale and then it goes back to being red. I'm like, oh dear.
You can almost write on your skin like it's an Etch-A-Sketch or something like that. You can. Yeah.
My legs at the moment look like lightsabers.
Oh, really?
It's like from where my shorts finish all the way down to the top of my feet.
That's
it's
no good.
It's just red. So I had the aloe vera cream when I got home, but I really dropped the ball on the advice I used to get from Sid the Seagull when I was, you know, little. The slip, slop, slap. I forgot the main things of the information of that. But probably when I look back now, I should have maybe followed the information of Gladys Berejiklian and the COVID-safe one of maybe wear a mask and stay at home. It would have been best for everyone.
Yeah.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.